Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
And this is actually live. That's right, on a Sunday evening. I might say good morning a couple times. I want to apologize beforehand. But hey, the Biden administration, with a lot of fanfare, wants you to know the good news. They've got the power back on. Oh yeah, the power is back. And they're taking full credit. Oh, no, not here. No, not in North Carolina or South Carolina or, well, in the U.S. Who cares about the U.S.? No, in the place they care about the most, Ukraine. They just put this out. I guess they think it will help them get elected. If they're running in Ukraine, I don't understand it. They just trotted out Samantha Power. She's the Biden-Harris administration's United States Agency for International Development Administrator, USAID. Puts out a totally tone-deaf video explaining, because she wants you to feel good about it, how Americans are helping Ukraine keep the lights and heat on, and announcing they just got power to over 100,000 people in Ukraine. Aren't you excited? I know I couldn't be happier. They said they have been working really hard on it with your tax dollars. You can feel good about that. Since Russia bombed the facility that provides the power. Here, I'll let them. You know, I don't want to steal their thunder. This is the announcement. This is going to clinch it, man. This is going to get them over the top. Americans are going to love that they got the power back on. Not in Lahaina. Not in East Palestine. No, certainly not Western North Carolina. No, in Ukraine. Roll it.
Thanks to the support of the American people, USAID is working with Ukrainians to keep the lights on and the heat going this winter. I'm here in an energy substation in the western region of Ukraine. This substation provides enough power for around 500,000 residents of this area. I'm standing in front of an auto transformer that used to provide power, but that Putin's forces destroyed back in 2022. As we head into winter, knowing that Putin is intent on attacking critical infrastructure, USAID is doubling our investments in replacing auto transformers that have been damaged or destroyed, and in providing protection to the energy infrastructure that remains. Thanks to the support of the American people, USAID is working with Ukrainians to keep the lights on and the heat going this winter.
Just rolled that out. They wanted you to know.
This substation provides enough power for around 500,000 residents of this area. I'm standing in front of an auto transformer that used to provide power, but that Putin's forces destroyed back in 2022. As we head into winter, knowing...
So getting the power back on for 500,000, they are so proud, but not as proud as they are of the work that they are doing in Lebanon. Folks, it is impossible to imagine being more tone deaf than this. Kamala posted it 2 days ago on Friday. It was yesterday. Impossible to imagine being more tone deaf than this. She posted it on her X account. The people of Lebanon, mind you, are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. I am concerned about the security and well-being of civilians suffering in Lebanon and will continue working to help meet the needs of the civilians there. To that end, the United States will provide, she writes, nearly $157 million in additional assistance, oh good, to the people of Lebanon for essential needs like food, shelter, water, protection, sanitation, to help those who have been displaced by the recent conflict. This additional support brings U.S. Assistance total to Lebanon over the last year to over, oh, this is exciting, $385 million, not real, probably printed dollars. You'll pay it to grocery store. Don't worry. It's not going to be a tax bill. It's just your food will continue to escalate in price. They'll get you to checkout line. You don't have to worry about, you know, filling out an extra, you know, bill for that or anything, a tax bill to get you through inflation. Anyway, Lebanon, $385 million. Well, shoot. Western North Carolina, we got 100. We got to jump change. You know what's amazing about this? You think about this. She didn't write this, okay? Whoever's running the White House wrote this. The people currently using Joe Biden as an avatar. And this actually probably, it would have had to pass through 2, 3, 4 hands. Are people like checking it, double checking? Is it good? Yeah. See anything wrong with it? No, I don't see anything wrong with it at all. Okay, maybe we ought to give it another look. Is it grammatically correct? Yes, correct. You put this out on Friday night? Have these people even seen the videos out of Western North Carolina? Have they seen? To that end, the United States will provide nearly $157 million in additional assistance to the people of Lebanon for essential needs such as food, shelter, water, protection, sanitation. In other words, all the things that the folks in Western North Carolina need right now. So tone deaf. Folks, these people must travel in their own special little circles. Wine, cheese, the whole nine yards. They're not, these are not normal people. These are not people you or I could relate to. These aren't people the average guy on the street could relate to. These are people who actually think this will help them live to win the election. This is the bubble they live in. It's honestly shocking. It's almost as if they're trying to win the election or lose the election. It's almost as if they're trying to lose the election. But then I get this eerie feeling, because I've had this feeling before. I felt this way when Joe Biden was running for office, and he would do these shocking things that showed his contempt for the American people. And I mean total contempt. As if he wasn't worried. And when they're not worried about winning, it worries me, because it makes me think, you know what, we all need to go to the polls like it's nobody's business so they can't push a whole, you know, van full of absentee ballots over the wall. It's like they already know they're going to win and it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter the contempt they show. It's unbelievable. By the way, I did a lot of work this weekend. And it's all beginning to make sense what is going on in this country, especially with disaster relief, with the contempt they had for the people of East Palestine, obviously, right? Those are Republicans. I get that. But the contempt they had for the people of Hawaii, of Lahaina, it was strange because those are their voters. And when you look at Asheville, those are their voters too. Do you realize there's almost 200,000 people live in Buncombe County? 70% Democrat registration in the city of Asheville. About 73,000 of them. This is how they treat their voters. Now, there's four more counties that are hardcore shut down around there. They're all heavily Republican, yes, but they don't have a lot of population. Comes out to a total of about, and I had it in front of me. I'm sorry. Everything crashed right before I went on the air, and so I'm sort of in a weird panic kind of place. But you know, I apologize for that. Yeah, I don't have the numbers, but it's not the number. The four counties surrounding it that are knocked out, not heavily Republican. Or, well, it is heavily Republican. It's not a lot of people, though. So they're doing this to their own voters. It's unbelievable. But what are they doing? I'm going to have that coming up. Did a lot of research over the weekend, and I can make the way they are now treating people in disaster zones make sense. Using their own words. I'm going to use only mainstream media sources coming up here in the before the end of the hour and government sources. That's it. And I'm going to prove to you what they're doing and why it seems like they don't care about people anymore in these disaster zones. There's actually a good reason for it. I'm going to give you a hint because they are not just putting the money into the illegal immigrants. They're putting the FEMA staff physically. It is a key cog in the wheel at the border. That's why they're taking the tact of, hey, let's just get the media to downplay this Lahaina thing. Let's downplay the death toll. Let's downplay the death toll out of Asheville. Let's just downplay. Because why? They don't want to send a lot of people. Why? Well, because they got a massive humanity barreling toward the border. And apparently, FEMA is a huge part now of the voter drive down there. And it is a voter drive down there. Now, here's some good news, by the way, before I get to all of that. Since this morning in Greenville County, they have cut the number of people, as I've been watching this, roughly in half who are still part of the outage. So about 6% of folks in Greenville County still don't have power. Hold on. They are trying to get to you. They are, but we're getting there, which is what's so great. If you're over in Spartanburg County, girlfriend of mine over there, so excited, got her power last night at 11. Spartanburg was the worst at 1.99% outage. They're now down to 9.8% without their power. Now, it's still a big number of people, 17,000 customers, I should say, 17,000 customers. But they're making progress, which is good. Got some more information coming up on the. Even though it's a tiny percentage, still thousands in the upstate without power. The good news is, though, they are making progress. Lawrence Electric made a lot of progress over the weekend, if that's whose name's on your bill. The problem is they're now down to the connecting individual, like, streets and neighborhoods level. And there's a couple of areas they're still struggling with, and they're saying it could be as late as October 11th before some people get power. That doesn't mean everybody's in that boat. But some people. So, folks, it could, for the whole area, well be, at least South Carolina anyway, upstate, well be another, Friday, basically, before we're all turned back on again. So, you know, just keep your fingers crossed. Hope they get this all put together. All right. Meanwhile, if you spend any kind of time on X, means you actually know what's going on. Video after video after video after video of folks up there saying the same things. This is a much, much worse situation than even the media is admitting. This is a woman from Spruce Pine. She says there's not much left of Spruce Pine. I'll let you listen to the rest of the interview. This is way beyond what the media is letting on. And by the way, I have a whole stack of these videos saying the number of people dead is much higher than what the media is reporting or what they're letting on. And part of that may just be that the federal government, you know, dragged its feet for so long going out there that we just haven't discovered all the bodies yet. And in fact, it's been so long, the place smells of bodies. Why would that be? Let's go back and remember what caused that. In order to deploy the military, Joe Biden's got to fire the gun, got to pull the trigger. It's called the Stafford Act. Okay, Governor Roy Cooper requested the use of the Stafford Act on September 27th. Joe Biden gaffed him off and delayed until October 2nd. That's 5 days. God knows how many people died in that time. We'll never know. Now, listen to this. This is incredible. This woman is a local search and rescue person, okay? And she is having a hard time holding it together. She's standing by a river that is now running down, the middle of her neighborhood. It's in another place, but different place than it used to be. Listen to what she says. Let me get this queued up for you. Here we go. All right, here we go.
All of these people on this road here, anybody that is alive on this road, which, by the way, I've heard social media is saying like there are 8 dead in Spruce Pine. Maybe they have 8 confirmed bodies, but I have to tell you the truth here, folks. You can smell the bodies in certain places along the river. There were vultures out. They have marked, with they being the National Guard, have marked over 100 bodies in a 6-mile stretch of river. Possible bodies, yeah. Just where they think they are. You can't see them, guys. The bodies, the smells, the things are either buried in sand or they're up in the trees and they're crushed in sediment. So
the National Guard, is there a lot of National Guard helping right here?
There weren't at first. The first 4 days, 3 to 4 days, we were down here by ourselves. We were helping each other. The only way, this entire thing got cleared to here by locals, by the local farmer and our neighbors. The evacuations that happened on this road were primarily started by myself and my neighbors and the local farmers on this road. And then the National Guard got here the day before yesterday. I'm so confused on my days because I haven't had internet or Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But the National Guard did get here, and the National Guard, in collaboration with, you know, people are still missing. They have a... they are now bringing in body recovery teams. Their goal is to specifically get and retrieve bodies so that they can get them to the medical examiner and check their teeth records. So that process is really hard. And it's gonna be really challenging. Like a gentleman handed me body bags, which I had body bags in my car all day yesterday. And I had to explain to him something that had to be explained to me, even as a rescuer. When I watched the National Guard and they confirmed that the smells I had been smelling were most likely bodies, I was like, well, where are they so I can get to them? You can't get to them. They're crushed in debris. They're up in trees. They're under sediment. They're under sand. Unfortunately, it will be a very long time before you find all these people that are missing. And I haven't even had internet, so I don't even know what the number is. They don't have a number here yet because we're still getting communication.
And where is here generally? Would you call this Green Mountain?
This is called Red Hill.
Red Hill.
That's called Green Mountain.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. The county line was the river. The river's way wider.
Yeah.
So we're in both counties.
Wow. Text your rates in the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line 71307. I don't give a flip about Ukraine. I want the power back on in Spruce Pine, where my best friend lives. If you're just tuning in, I guess the Biden administration thought it would help them win the election to proudly announce they have turned the lights back on. 500,000 people getting power, thanks to your tax dollars. It's not North Carolina, though. It's in Ukraine. Folks, the absolute tone deafness of the, it blows my mind. You know, just wait a week or two. Just stop. But they can't. They can't help themselves.
Thanks to the support of the American people, USAID is working with Ukrainians to keep the lights on and the heat going this winter. I'm here in an energy substation.
I can't even listen to it anymore. Meanwhile, Is this why Joe Biden delayed the National Guard, basically bringing the military out for 5 days after Roy Cooper asked him to pull the trigger on the Stafford Act, hoping that the news media's attention would turn to something else as the body count went up so that he could keep FEMA deployed at the border, keep them running the voter drive down there, because that's what they're doing. I'm going to get to that later on in the hour. By the way, that's going to be a big thing on the show tomorrow. I did a bunch of research over the weekend. I don't think anybody else has. Just reading government documents is what I was doing on the treadmill this weekend. Exciting life. But it's very, very, very upsetting why FEMA is not responding in these zones, these disaster zones. And it's because a lot of them are down there at the border. Here's from one liberal site that I found. They were very excited about the 2022 congressional approval of a fund to, quote unquote, welcome migrants. This particular fund is supposed to be used for homeless Americans by FEMA, particularly help them and the impoverished who get the hit the hardest in natural disasters. But, you know, we don't care about Americans anymore. So now they're using it for migrants. And once it became used for migrants, it got a huge pay bump from Congress, about $800 million. So Republicans are responsible for this, too, in the House. And we'll get into that on Monday. Here's how they describe this fund. There's a liberal nonprofit called the National Immigrant Justice Center. They were very excited, not just about the fund, but about the fact that FEMA is now working down on the border to, quote, welcome migrants. That's FEMA's job now. Used to be to help Americans who were in deadly situations after natural disasters, but Americans, whatever, nobody cares. These are Democrats. So what do they describe this as looking like? What do they think it is that FEMA is doing? $800 million for new shelter and services grant program.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Be administered by FEMA and distributed as grants to state and local governments. This newly created program, they say, will function as a centerpiece of the United States approach to what they call, are you ready for this? Border reception. Border reception. They're putting on a show. This is like a hotel lobby. Border reception. Welcome. Yes. Oh, people are dying in North Carolina. Nobody cares. Hey, but we got the lights on in Ukraine. This is going to blow your mind when I get into this on Monday. But let's switch back to where we were. There's a woman, she's driving to Asheville Airport. I don't know if you've seen this gone viral online. This is why I started looking all this up and digging into government documents, finding, okay, what is FEMA actually doing? Where are they? They're on the border is where they are. That's why Joe Biden can't move them. Because you've got millions of people walking here. I mean, you've got 500,000 missing kids in this country, and FEMA is specifically dealing with the kids. They are the in-between, basically between the cartels, coyotes, and wherever they get dropped off inside the country for these illegal immigrant kids. It's a big part of what they're doing on the border, and apparently they're now the centerpiece of the reception. Weren't we supposed to be repelling people at the border, by the way? Weren't we supposed to have border protection, not reception? Anyway, this woman you're about to hear from, this is in Asheville, she goes to the airport on behalf of the hospital. She works for the hospital. She's picking up pediatric hospital supplies, which is good. So she gets to go back into the private areas of the airport where all of these rescue folks are. There's FEMA. There's all these agencies coming and going. I'll just let her tell the rest of the story. And here we go.
We were sitting in the private portion of the airport, and we got to overhear an awful lot. While we were there, a private jet landed, and four FEMA representatives got off. Four people off of a private jet. Come to find out, and you're not going to hear this, so let me tell you, FEMA said, and you can take this as a direct quote, said that they are too tied up at the border to send any more representatives. Yeah, at the border. So anyhow, I guess.
Okay, I guess that's where they're doing the reception. At the border. Take a listen to what else she was told inside the private reception area of the Asheville airport.
So they told Mission Hospital they are not sending refrigerated trucks so that they can stack the bodies up. And we also overheard that whatever fatality numbers you are hearing, and this is a quote, go ahead and add a couple of zeros. So FEMA's too busy with the border. A private hospital and the Army are going to take over body recovery, and private individuals with their private helicopters and their private planes are the ones who are flying in supplies. I was at Hangar 10. I was picking up supplies. There was a stack for the Cajun Navy. There was a stack that looked like it was ASPCA. These are all being sent by private individuals. FEMA is doing nothing. Go ahead and share that.
So this is two different people talking about how the death toll up there in Western North Carolina is so much bigger than what we're being told, and that it's being kept kind of under wraps. And I mean, the way you do that is you just don't send the military. She says the Black Hawks they're seeing now, she said they're not doing rescue missions. They're doing body recovery primarily. Not the Black Hawks. I'm sorry. It was the Chinooks. She says the Chinooks you're seeing there now, that's primarily what they're doing. Texter writes, I don't give a flip about Ukraine. I want the power back on in Spruce Pine where my best friend lives. So do we all. Maybe call Samantha Power, see if she'll come home from Ukraine. And I don't know. I don't know. Meanwhile, you know what I'd like to hear from Samantha Power and the Biden administration? You know what I'd like to hear? I'd like to hear, I don't want to hear about Lebanon. I don't want to hear about how you stand with the people of Lebanon, as Kamala Harris tweeted. I want to hear that you've got I-40 back open. That is a critical route for the movement of goods. I want to hear that you've got the Blue Ridge Parkway back open. By the way, did you see that over the week? This is incredible. Blue Ridge Parkway closed indefinitely. Indefinitely. Like, till when? Could be a year from now. Nobody knows. Folks, do you know how devastating this is? I mean, I just know because my daughter and I like to hike. As of last year, I looked this up. The park up there, the national park, it usually goes between, you know, number one, number two most visited national park. There are hundreds in the nation, okay? That is a massive crush of millions of people coming through there. Millions. And the peak season, the spring gets busy, but the peak season is leaf season. It's right now. So, I mean, you're going to see never mind destruction, physical destruction of businesses up there and livelihoods. You're going to see a destruction of the economy. It's happening right now. My daughter and I were just crushed over this because we have a whole bucket list that we wanted to get to this fall up there. And we are looking forward to going. We probably would have gone this weekend. You can't go anywhere to hike right now. I mean, that is the lifeblood of Western North Carolina is all that tourism money. Blue Ridge Parkway closed indefinitely. And all you got is you'd be so proud of how we're helping the people of Lebanon. Or, hey, it looks like we've got the lights back on for 500,000 Ukrainians. And they announced this on Friday and Saturday. It's incredible. It's incredible. Now, here's the good news. There is some good news. You've been hearing a lot about Milton, Tropical Storm Milton. Looks like, at least as of earlier today, we'll see if it changes. The system is not expected to impact the upstate or Western North Carolina. Thank God for that. We can't have another one come barreling through. So that's good. That's good. When we decided to do this broadcast, we weren't sure. So that's really good news. You can text me, by the way. This is live. 71307. And we did this just because things have been moving so fast with the news. You might have heard all of us today, Bill Frady, Charlie James. We are normally run best ofs, but we are doing live today. Okay. Texter writes, I'm very happy for Ukraine. Now, could they do something about my power in Spartanburg? Now, the texter writes, here, I've been saying for months that the Democrats are not acting like they're trying to win an election. No, they aren't. That's why we need to go to the polls. We need to overwhelm them. By the way, if you are one of our listeners down in Georgia, Monday is the deadline to register. Monday. That would be tomorrow. The good news is if you've got a driver's license in Georgia, you can register online. You don't even have to leave your house. You do it at work on a break. Here's what I would ask you to do tomorrow for me, okay? If you are in North Georgia, because winning Georgia is so important, if you are in, you know, the sound of my voice, and you haven't voted in a while, but lately you've gotten into listening to talk radio. You're looking forward to voting. Are you sure you're registered? And here's another thing. People don't realize this. You can go dormant, basically. Like you were registered. You may have voted before, but you haven't for a couple of years. Yeah, that you may get to the polling place and realize that your registration is no good anymore. Because when you're inactive, they take you off. So be very careful with that. You can put the name of your county in and Board of Elections. And most places you should be able to go in there and check and make sure you're registered and that your registration is active. Texter writes, okay, I just left doing disaster relief in Asheville. One of the hospitals had to store 50 dead bodies where they keep the food because it was the only other refrigerated room and the morgue was full. They didn't even move the food. Wow. Texter writes, hey, Tara, be proud of so many of your upstate neighbors and listeners. There was a tremendous community effort at the Oconee County Airport, collecting a huge amount of needed supplies and flying them into North Carolina in private aircraft. Love to hear from you. Do you know if they had any, did anybody get in their way? Texter writes, hey Tara, Caesars Head Highway, otherwise known as Highway 276, is now open. Caesars Head State Park and Pretty Place are closed. Pretty Place, one of my favorite places in the Carolinas. It's absolutely beautiful. Texter writes, they are now capable of manufacturing man-made storms. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not crazy. Please research this. Well, actually, I have, you know what? I'm going to pull that folder back out on Monday. Again, using only mainstream media sources. There was a scuffle earlier this year because the Biden administration was involved in seeding clouds. And they weren't really sure what that would do. And the idea was to deflect heat back from the earth. And a lot of people saying that that might not be a good job, good idea. And we don't fully understand how that will work. So I don't know about, you know, creating storms or making the weather different. But I do know we are beginning to do things in our atmosphere that almost seem like science fiction. Texter writes, well, before we go to that, you know what? Let's take a break real quick and we will come back and wrap the hour. I still have so much to get to. Oh, she didn't. No way. Okay. Can you imagine, folks, for a moment, while George W. Bush was getting absolutely raked over the coals, because that was the beginning of my talk radio career, raked over the coals because it took him 3 days to get down to Katrina to see, you know, fly over. And then he flew over and that wasn't good enough. He was supposed to, you know, land and get out. Takes Joe Biden 6 days to go down there. And he waits 5 days after the request of the National, you know, Guard, the request of the military to be, you know, released, and just drags his feet. Meanwhile, to cap that week off, the Biden administration announces, because I guess they figure it'll help Kamala get elected. I don't know that they have successfully gotten the lights back on in Ukraine. They put this out as an announcement. Actually flew Samantha Power, the head of USAID, which is a federal agency, to Ukraine to announce it. They thought it'd be very powerful. These are the people who had to be begged to show up in Western North Carolina for 6 days. So what was Her Highness doing during this time? Literally we're hearing, I mean, and I'm playing you the audio, that there are a lot more bodies than we have been told. And that actually, that actually makes sense when you don't deploy the military for 5 days after the governor begs you to. And it is the military that's doing, you know, going on these retrieval missions to find the bodies. Guess what that does? It keeps the body count down. Keeps the body count down so people start paying attention to something else. Works great. What was Her Highness doing while Joe Biden was delaying this for five days? While people were begging for help, recording videos, crying. You've seen them. They're all over. Well, she was recording a sex podcast episode about tampons. Want to hear it? I can't. You know, when I started my radio career, I never talked about tampons. I've never done so much talking about tampons as I have here recently. That's because I'm talking about Democrats. That's why. And you can't talk about Democrats without talking about tampons, apparently. Here it is. Okay. In the host refers to something called the Daddy Gang. The Daddy Gang are the listeners to the sex podcast. Here we go.
I mean, Daddy Gang, to put it in our TikTok terms, I have seen girls on the street walk up to men and be like, do you know where a tampon goes? Do you know how many tampons we use?
Okay. I would be mortified to say that to the vice president. Would you not? Would you be mortified? But they're cool with it, the two of them. Oh, they're right at home.
Do you even know how, like, do you know what a X or Y or Z is of a part of our, and they don't.
Wait, say that again.
Do you know where a tampon goes? Do you know how many tampons we use? Do you even know how, like, do you know what a X or Y or Z is of a part of our, and they don't know the answer.
I was the first vice president or president to ever in office go to a reproductive health care clinic ever.
Well, yeah. Of course you were. You're the first woman. Did you know? No, I thought all the guys went to a reproductive health care clinic. What are you even talking about? This is what she was doing while people were begging for help in Western North Carolina. The way they begged in Lahaina before that. This is what she was doing. I still can't believe, and listen to her laugh. She has no sense of how this makes her look. And think about this, folks. This is the same woman who last week, when she wanted to look like she was in charge of the disaster response, remember, she went to FEMA headquarters and held that press conference. And the media just wanted to ask questions, simple questions. Like, hey, you know, how much aid, when will it get there? How much help can you give? She wouldn't take questions. Remember that? She refused to take questions from the press corps who wanted to know things that were life and death for the people of Western North Carolina. But she does have time to discuss tampons and how reproductive body parts work with the daddy gang.
Daddy gang, to put it in our TikTok terms. I have seen girls on the street walk up to men and be like, do you know where a tampon goes? Do you know how many tampons we use? Do you even know how, like, do you know what a X or Y or Z is of a part of our, and they don't know the answer.
I was the first vice president or president to ever in office go to a reproductive health care clinic, ever.
No time for questions, though, while she's at FEMA. Not a single one. And remember what her staff did. They physically, gently, they weren't rough, but they physically pushed the media out of the briefing room when they started asking questions. Why? Because they don't even trust her to answer that, but they do think she can handle tampons. They think. Somebody actually released this video. Thought this would be a good idea. Inside the Kremlin, they are dying laughing. Xi Jinping, their mouths are hanging open. They're like, you know what? Let's just take Taiwan. What the heck? Why not? She can't even do a press conference. Texter writes, when FEMA was originally created, it was established as a federal police force. Was it? I have to look that up. I don't know. Texter writes, I just saw five or six refrigerated semi-trailers headed toward Asheville a few minutes ago on I-40. I am still on I-40 now. Another texter writes, God has a way of making good out of trouble. Yes, he does. The good I have seen is that cash is king and the government won't convince anyone in Western North Carolina to do away with cash. Also, gas-powered and diesel-powered vehicles are the way to go as electric vehicles catch on fire once the salt water has dried out. Boy, I tell you what, this whole situation here on the East Coast, you didn't want to be stuck in Western North Carolina with your electric vehicle. Wonder how many people were. Do you realize there's 273,000 people live in Buncombe County? Do you realize that? That's a lot of people. And there's so many parts of the city. And I realized over the weekend, we don't even know. Did this hit? I mean, we're told it hit Asheville. It was huge, wide swath of damage, 50 miles wide. Well, that's a lot of people. Where are they? Where did they go? How did they get out? I'm genuinely curious where they are. I mean, you'd think at this point there'd be some kind of shuttle drop-off and pickup operation going where you're just moving thousands of people out of the disaster zone. Or is it, and honestly, I don't know, or is it that parts of it, of Asheville, are actually fine and we're just seeing pictures of the parts that aren't? I have so many questions. And I just really aren't being answered by the media right now. But you're right. God does have a way of making good out of trouble. And I hope he does that this election. By the way, I didn't even get to the Butler rally. That was awesome, wasn't it? It was absolutely awesome. I think I will let Elon Musk finish out the hour because he did such a great job at that rally.
Character. You know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight. Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? Yeah. Absolutely. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.